I'm just looking at the time.
Hi, you guys. Anyways, I'm Ron, and nice to meet every one of you guys. Just to tell you a little bit about myself, my son just graduated last year in Saskatoon, but he went through grade 8 to 11 year, and he came to this boys' club. But that's not the reason I'm here. I'm here because I got a great story to tell you. And it all started when I was young, just like you guys. And I wasn't one of these good kids. So just to let you know, I got kicked out of 10 elementary schools. I wasn't a good kid, right? I was in a lot of trouble. I got in a lot of trouble. I even went to high school. I even got kicked out of high school and expelled from high school. And 10 or 12 elementary schools. So I was going to school in one area. I lived in one area, and I was going to schools. And, you know, different schools, because I just kept getting kicked out. And I fought a lot. I argued a lot. I did mean things. I ended up drinking a lot. Ended up doing drugs a lot. And that's kind of like my story. So it's going to involve a lot to do with drugs and alcohol and what it's like today. But what it was like then, it wasn't really good. You know, I was going to school and I didn't feel a part of. And, you know, I thought, you know what? Just to be a part of. I always wanted to be a part of. Right? I did. I always wanted to be a part of. But I didn't know how to get it, right? And thank God for this boys' club where you guys can be a part of. And it doesn't matter who you are, you're a part of. And that's kind of all I wanted, but I didn't get it. And if you don't get kind of like where Johnny was talking about the respect, if you don't get the respect, you're going to get it any way you can. And the only way I got it was by fighting or by being loud or by arguing with teachers and going to the offices like they had this intercom end. My name was always over that intercom. Ron, will you come to the office? And you know, that's just how life was. And you know, and it wasn't that good. It wasn't that happy. So if you're here and if your life isn't a little bit that happy, I can relate to that. Right? You know, it wasn't. So what happened was I was going to school and I got into all sorts of trouble and not police trouble, but just trouble, breaking in lockers, just doing stupid, stupid things. You know, arguing with teachers. And by the time I went to high school, the same thing happened even in high school, right? I ended up getting kicked out of high school. And then I started this job when I was like 13 years old, 14 years old. I started the waterfront down the street here. So I'm actually a longshoreman. Right, so I started working on the waterfront at a really young age, right? I was 13, 14, and I was driving forklifts and driving front-end loaders and bulldozers, and I got involved with alcohol a lot. And, you know, I got involved with it so much. I just got out of control. So I don't know if you guys are even trying it once in a while, but, you know, my once in a while just took off. And you know, what do you do? Like, really, what do you do when you have no hope? You kind of feel like you have no life and no hope. And, you know, you feel like even dying at times, right? And you're getting picked on by other kids, right? I wasn't the guy who was always picking on the kids, but the kids were picking on me. Believe me, that was the wrong thing to do. It's still the wrong thing to do today, but I'm try to be a little more spiritual today than I was back then. So what do you do when, you know, thank God for the boys' club, but what do you do when you don't feel a part of? That's kind of what I did, and I went to the alcohol, right? And I started really young drinking and going to work, and you know, that just happened a lot. You know, and crazy stuff happened. Like, crazy stuff happened. Like, it doesn't have to happen to you, but it happened to me. You know, like getting pulled over and, you know, the police. I was up at the mountains here with a girl and I had vodka and a can of spray paint went off in my car because I was so drunk. Okay, and the whole inside of my car was red spray paint. Well, the cops came, and they thought somebody killed themselves. So they came with their guns out, right? But what a mess! And my whole vehicle was filled with red paint, right? So they took us out, they took away our booze. They felt sorry for us, right? Because, you know, here's my car,
But you know, that's not really why I'm here. I'm here today to show you, like, you know, there's another way to live life. You know, and I didn't know about that. I didn't know about, you know, I didn't know how far and why alcohol was affecting me so badly. And I didn't even realize why it was affecting me. Right? So what happens is if you know anybody who drinks a lot, they kind of have to drink. You know, there's no, like, in between. If you're, like, a drinker, and if you're caught up in this, do you know who you're going to end up meeting down the road? You're going to end up meeting me, because I'm the one who goes to these AA meetings, right? And I go to NA meetings and CA meetings. So that's Alcoholics Anonymous and stuff. I go to the meetings, and I still go today. I have 28 years clean and sober, right? That's my story. But to get there, I had to go through a lot, right? You know, so at the beginning, I just needed help. So again, where do you get the help? Thank God you guys got this boys club, and you got Mr. C, and you got Johnny Love, and you got teachers that will respect you, and hopefully that you'll respect them. I didn't know any of that. And I actually didn't want any part of that. I just really kind of wanted to die, but I didn't want to die. I don't know if you guys get that feeling, but that's how I felt. You know, you don't fit in. So I went to the alcohol, I went to the drugs. Believe me, just because I'm mentioning it, it didn't make it better. Believe me. If it made things better, I would probably be dead today. Because I would have kept going and I would have died doing it. Right? So it wasn't fun. You know, so if you know people who drink a lot, and if they do drugs a lot, it's pretty serious. And you might think it's fun, or you might see it, and you might think it's fun anymore. And it wasn't about that. It was about, my mind was telling me that it was okay to drink and do drugs when it wasn't. So you might know deep in your heart, like, look, it's not okay to do this, but your head takes over. And your head says, yeah, I'm going to do it anyways. And that's the difference. Hey, that's the difference between somebody who has a problem and doesn't have a problem. A person who doesn't have a problem, maybe your parents, whoever, might have a drink or something, and it doesn't bother them. And it's okay, they can stop or they can do whatever. But not if you're anything like me. And chances are, if you're anything like I was, or if you know anybody who was like me, it's not good news. What are you going to do when you have no hope in your life and there's nothing going for you at all? You're not going to school anymore. Let's say you graduate. My son just graduated. But thank God for the boys club that you can keep busy and you keep trying to do the right things and keep this integrity and keep this love within you. And that's caring within you. And take it with you when you leave here. Because when Friday night rolls around, everything goes out the window. And that's what happened for me. And I couldn't stop. You know, I couldn't control it. And if that's the case, maybe AA or something will help your friend, your parents, helped me. So what it gave me was a place just kind of like this. It gave me a place to go where there's people just like me who are going along the same road as me. Where I don't have to drink any longer and I don't have to do drugs or anything else to live life. Right? And they give you that sense of hope and that sense of love. But I didn't realize, like I said, I didn't realize again that my mind lied to me. And got me to the drink every single time. It wasn't my heart. We talk about our heart and our heads. My heart has never lied to me. And I bet you right here, anybody sitting here, your heart hasn't ever lied to you either. But what happens is that your head gets in the way. And your head gets in the way and say, oh, you know, it's not that bad. Or maybe it is that bad, but I don't care. And I'm going to do it anyways, because I like the way it makes me feel. But the truth is how it makes you feel isn't necessarily the truth. Your feelings aren't necessarily the truth. And you have to know that. So, and I learned a lot of stuff when I went here. So what I did is I started helping myself out to start off with. When I first started, I started helping myself get sober and stay sober. And then I found out, you know what? I can actually start helping other people. And that's exactly what I started doing, even at 2 months sober. As I started helping others, I started volunteering. I started going down to like places like Union Gospel Mission and helping them down there. I started helping out certain clubs and stuff. So who do you call when you're a mess? Who do you call when it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're on the bridge and you want to die? I'm the guy you call. Right? Johnny might be a guy you call. Your teachers might be the one that you're going to call. And hopefully they will help save your life. Like I've been able to help save or try to help to save a lot of lives along the way too. Like somebody helped and saved me. Right? You need somebody to talk to. And if you need somebody to talk to, talk to your parents. Right? Talk to your counselor. Talk to Mr. C. Look at Mr. C. I saw him, I came here for about 4 years with my son. And I love this boys' club. I just loved it. And you know, and I see what he does, and I see what you guys go through every time you come here. I see what you go through, and I see how much hope you guys get. And it's worth it. It's worth holding on to this. If you hold on to this, you can live a pretty amazing life. You pretty much can. But if it ever gets out of control, you know who you're going to end up seeing. You're going to end up seeing me in some of these rooms. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You know, I'd rather see you in the rooms than dead, because I see a lot of people dying. You know, and I've helped a lot of people along the way, and I can remember this one person I helped. Dom knows this story. Is they called me up. They call me up a lot of times. People call me up and they ask for help. So they called me up this one time and they said, "Hey, can you help out this one guy?" And I said, "Sure." So he was down at English Bay and he was in the penthouse suite. So me and a friend went down to this penthouse suite, and I went to go help this guy, and I opened up the elevator, and this is how bad it really gets. It's like the elevator opened, and here in the corner of the room, of this penthouse room, was pizza boxes, and beer boxes, and beer bottles, and it's filled right up to the top, and here's a guy sitting down on the couch, and he couldn't even move. And I looked all around the top of his penthouse suite. All the way along was a shelf of all these trophies. This guy was the 9th best kickboxer in the world. I didn't know that. And I said, "Whose trophies are these?" And they said, "They're mine." He couldn't even talk. And I said, "How long have you been sitting here?" Like, he said, "I've been sitting here for 8 months. The guy was sitting there for 8 months, and he would only move to go to the bathroom and then go back to the couch. So I picked him up one day, and I said, "Hey, well, why don't we take you outside?" So I took him outside, and it was really hard because he could only just walk just so much. He was alcohol poisoned because he was just drinking so much. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but it could. Right? So I took him out that day. And I gave him my number, and again, they call me Right On Ron, so I gave him a Right On Ron card. And I even have a website, rightonron.com, and it still runs today. And I help people all over the world with the 12 steps. And what the 12 steps are is a new way to live life. It's kind of like a guidebook, like the book that you guys got. It's kind of like the same thing. So I took him out that day. And he got out, finally he got out that day, and it was the first time in like 8 months, and I took him back, never heard from him again. So one day I'm at White Spot, and I'm walking down White Spot with a friend of mine, and somebody grabbed me from my arm and just stopped me dead in my tracks. And this guy was dressed like Johnny Love. This guy was dressed like a million-dollar suit. He had the million-dollar wife, and she was dressed to the nines. And he grabs me and he completely stops me. He said, "Do you know who I am?" I'm like, "Uh-oh." I said, "No." I said, "I don't know who you are because I don't." He says, "You're the guy who came to my apartment to help save my life." And he says, "You know, I didn't make it right away, but I kept your number and I kept the hope and I kept the number of the meetings." And he says, "You know what? I'm playing this over 2 years now."
Wow.
And you know, this is kind of how it works. This is how we end up helping each other. This is how we help each other. It's just like Mr. C helping you guys out. One day that might be Mr. C and that might be you or Johnny Love or one of these teachers who go out of their way. They go out of their way to help you. And that's kind of what I do today. You know, I'm just a longshoreman. I just work on the waterfront. I tie up ships. That's all I do. Right? But every single day now is about helping others. I dropped this girl off. She was about 17. She was about 17 years old. And I dropped her off at this kid's detox. And I didn't know where it is. So if you ever go to detox, I'm just going to tell you about it. And nobody's allowed to know where this detox is. And it's for kids. It's for you. So it's all for you guys. And they're from about 14 to about 17, I think. From maybe 12 to 17. And I have to drop the people off on Oak and near 70th. 70th and Oak. And it's a youth detox, but you have to drop them off at the Starbucks there. And you're not allowed to know where the house is. Okay? So I dropped my friend off there many times. And one day she died. Okay? She died just a few years later. She just couldn't make it. Okay? She was doing drugs. She was doing alcohol. She couldn't make it. As much as I tried to help her, she just didn't want to, you know, kind of do a little bit of simple work. All you have to do is a little bit of simple work. It's kind of like you guys just showing up here tonight. That's doing a little bit of simple work to help your life out. Right? So she didn't make it. And a great friend of mine, and her mom lives in California, and she called me the other day and she said, "Can you help out my son?" And I said, "Sure." So we ended up getting him a place in treatment. So I help the people get them into treatment also and into recovery houses and into treatment. So I wasn't able to help her out as much as I wanted to, but I was able to help out her son. And why I bring up the kids' detox is I shared there the other night, and I didn't know where the house is, but they actually took me there the other night. And I got to share in front of all the youth kids there that were there that night. And I got to share just a little bit about hope and love and about what I'm explaining to you too. And they loved it. Do you know what? Just to give somebody with no hope, hope, is like giving them the world. And that's what Johnny Love's doing right now. And these teachers and Mr. C, that's what they're giving you. And to give somebody with not that much hope and not that much friendship, and to give them that is to give them the world. So you guys get this. It's kind of like a daily and a weekly thing every time you guys come here. I couldn't wait until my son got home. And then he was at this boys' club. And he was so excited. They got to eat pizza. And they got to meet like people like Kevin O'Leary. You guys got to meet like the owner of the Canucks. You got to go down to Canucks Place. I know what you guys are doing. You guys are having a lot of fun. My fun wasn't fun when I was your age. My fun was just struggling. Just try to make another day. Just try to struggle. Just make it another day. If you didn't have this boys' club, where would you be? Like, really, where would you be if they didn't have this boys' club? Maybe playing basketball? Not me. I wasn't playing no basketball. You know, so thank God for the places that do help you. And take it in. Like, take this and use it. I've seen how polite every one of you guys were when you came up and said hi to me. I appreciate that. You know, and I appreciate even getting coming here and talking and sharing with you guys. I just want to see how much time I've only...
You have some time.
Okay, good. And, I didn't know how to live life. I didn't have the rule book. You guys are getting an early start on your life. Take it. My kid graduated. He's doing fantastic now. He has money in the bank. He has a nice car. Right? You know, you guys can have all that too. And he doesn't work at anywhere special. Like maybe a Canadian Tire or something like this. He makes like 10 bucks an hour or something like this. But he has thousands of dollars in the bank. You know, and if he can do it, you guys can do it. But how we got this was from here, from places like here. And that's why it's so important to have someone at some place that you can go to. I go to AA. And then we have meetings, kind of something like this. And where people talk about hope and stuff like this. See, so what happened was, is just because I ended up starting to go to these meetings, things don't change until you do a little bit of work. There's work to be done here, you guys. You know, even at the boys' club, you know, I know you guys get that book. Did you read the book? Do you guys actually live that way when you go home? If you do, you're probably having a pretty amazing life, and you're probably pretty happy. But if you're not, your mind's... 97% of the people in this world are unhappy. Does anybody know why? Don't say anything. Don't you say anything. 97% of the people are unhappy in this world. Does anybody know why? Any guesses?
Money.
Nope. Want to take another guess? I'm sorry? Kind of. That's kind of it. Not honest with themselves. It's because they're in their heads. And your head is always going to lie to you. And it'll lie to you enough to make you believe that it's the truth when it's not the truth. So you're right. And the 3% that are happy in this world, where are they? Just take a guess.
Their heart.
Who said that? You did? Anyways, you're in your heart. I'm telling you guys, I never knew if I lived in my heart, if I always listened to that, how happy I would really be. And that's what I was taught, you know, when I did this work. I was taught is to live in my heart, you know, and it always tells you the truth. So I've had a lot of help along the way, you know, so... What we have in AA is we have somebody we can talk to. It's called kind of like a sponsor. So if I was one of you guys, I would have kind of like a sponsor, and he would be Mr. C. And I know Mr. C has an open number to all of you guys that you could probably phone him anytime, and he would be there for you. So would Johnny. So would I. So would these teachers. Anybody here right now is willing to help you. And I'm willing to help you too, so is Dom. Like any one of us are here to help you. So mine, I'm very fortunate. I didn't know who he was, but he turned out to be a really great guy. And he owns a couple of treatment centers in Mexico. Like a super great guy. And that's who I go to with. You know, if I just get kind of out of sorts and stuff. We all need somebody that we can actually just talk to. Instead of listening to our own heads. If you want to be miserable, if you want to be unhappy, live in your head and tell me how that works for you. If you want to be happy, try living in your heart. It changes everything. It will change absolutely everything in your life today. So like I said, I do have a website and I've helped people all around the world with these steps. And I believe in love. I believe in love just overtakes everything, regardless of what's happening in your life. And I don't care how mad you get or how disappointed you get. It's how I react to everything. And I didn't realize that. So I always reacted where I don't care. I always reacted, no. I always reacted, forget you. I always reacted the wrong way. And it got me miserable. It got me upset. And what happens is just because you kind of know, You know, the main problem and people living in the problem is our thinking. And 97% of people in the world today are in their minds and they're unhappy. They're in their heads. And even if you know where kind of like the solution is, and it's in our hearts, and that's where it'll keep happy. Just because you know that, do you think that you can stay happy every single day knowing and living in your heart every day? Do you think you could stick to that? Yes or no? Absolutely not. And I'm going to tell you why you can't. It's because why you can't is things happen to us in life. Somebody cuts us off. And I'm like, ugh. And a girl says no. Ugh. You know, money problems. Ugh. And all kinds of things that happen in our life. I didn't score the goal in basketball. Right? But things happen in life which pulls us away from our hearts and we go back into our heads. And once again, we're suffering. And I'm telling you, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to suffer. The only suffering you're doing, it's coming from you. And I didn't know that. Right? I didn't know that I could actually react. And everything that happens in my life today, I can react. And I can react with love today. And I didn't realize that. It's hard to do. But you can do it. And it'll keep you happy. And I didn't realize that. Right? By reacting with love in everything you do is a fantastic way to live life. You know how you get to judging people? See, what happens is, what that's all called is our defects of character. And my defects of character, it's kind of like how I'm reacting from how I think. That's my defects of character. And I didn't realize that. Like, oh, I judge that guy. I don't like that loud guy. Right? I'm judging him. How about judging him with love? How about looking at somebody and instead of saying, oh, he's too short or he's too tall, how about judging them with love today? It changes everything. And I didn't realize that. Right? I didn't know that everything in life was pulling me away from my heart. I didn't know that. So how do you stay there? So, you know, I've learned a lot of other things about how to stay there. You know, you guys have a job. We all have a job to do in this world. And it's we all have the same job. And I'm going to tell you what your job is before you even get it. And that's to be a maximum helpfulness to others. That's what life is all about. And, you know, and doing it once in a while isn't enough. So if you think you're just doing it once in a while, where you're just helping out with a chair once in a while, once a week, it's not enough. We need to do this all the time. Right? We need to help others and be that maximum helpfulness to others all the time. That's our job. Right? And again, doing it once in a while isn't enough. It isn't. And I had to learn all this new stuff, this new way of life, because my mind wasn't telling me this. I don't know what your mind's telling you, other than it's probably hungry and, you know, stuff like this. Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I had to go with what my heart said. It didn't matter what my mind was saying any longer. See, your mind's really important, and don't get me wrong. It's really important what you think and what you do. Don't get me wrong. But I'll tell you when it's really, really good, is when your thinking is in line with your heart. That's when you know you're doing something good. That's when you know you can walk free, you can walk straight, and doesn't matter what anybody says to you, doesn't matter what anybody does to you, is that you're going to be okay, and you know that because your thinking is in line with your heart and your actions. You don't have to justify anything over that. So, you know, I have learned a lot since over the 28 years, and I wasn't always right on Ron. Remember, I was that kid. I was one of those kids just like you. right? Probably worse in a lot of ways, because I just couldn't get it. I just didn't feel a part of. So now I go to meetings and now I help people. I don't want to be that person any longer. I don't want to be that person who is a circle of attention any longer. And that's all I have ever wanted in my life. I don't need it today. You know, and once you get something like that, once you get this friendship, once you get living in your heart, once you get your mind is in your mind and your heart is along the same level of goodness, you'll be okay. And you will be okay. And if you're not okay, talk to somebody. You know, it's never too late. It's never too late. I don't care how old you are. It's never too late to start. And it's never too late. A friend of mine phoned me. And he took 200 Tylenol 3s. And it would have killed him. And he phoned me. And he said, "Ron, I just want to say goodbye." And I'm like, where are you going? And he told me. So I phoned the police right away. And I got the police over there. And they just actually saved his life. Wow. Don't give up that chance. I'm going to tell you what happened to him. He was alive for 10 years. And then he took his own life. Okay. So what happens is you're given a gift. You're given a gift, and you know what this gift is? Your life. Go out there and live it the best you can. Go out there and live it as positive as you can. Like, honest to God, like, you know, there's so much in this world to do. If you follow your dreams, if you follow your goals, and if you follow your heart. You know, and with that, I think I'm pretty close to in being finished, but just before I finish, I just want to let you guys know is go to my website, and it's rightonron.com. You know, go to my website, and if you know anybody who has an alcohol problem, send them to my website. If you know anybody who has a drug problem, send them to my website. If any of you guys need any kind of help or somebody who wants to walk with you or will help you and help you in any way, go to my website. You know, so I helped out this guy in Russia, and I helped him through the 12 steps, and I do it quite quickly. In 12 hours, you can do 12 steps, and you can change your life. So I can actually help anybody you know who has a drug and alcohol problem. I can usually help change their life around really, really quickly within about 12 hours. So I helped this Russian guy. And I phoned Russia, and I was helping them over the phone, and I have a booklet, and I have audio to help you. And he said, once it was all over, he says, "Ron, I set Russia on fire with love." Right? Because I always say and react with love. And he says, "I'm going to set Russia on fire with love." And you know, that's what better way of saying anything than, you know what, I want to set this whole world on fire with love. You know, and with that, you know what? You can have this. Any one of you guys can walk around being, you know what? Just being at peace. If you want to just be at peace, you don't even have to be happy. How about just being at peace? Live in your hearts. Thanks, you guys.